This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk. Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
Hi, I'm Laura from North Wales. I've been sober curious for a few years as my drinking was creeping in more and more and just becoming too much of a bad habit. I'd tried to moderate, but that just seemed to cause too much stress, so I decided to take a break. I found the OTI podcast in my first week and I loved it. Ben and Shaz just seemed so normal and down to earth and had fun with the guests and sang about the joys of sobriety that I just thought I'd really give alcohol-free life a proper go. So I binged the back catalogue in the first 3 months and then I bravely took the plunge and joined the community, which was a bit nerve-wracking, but it definitely was the best thing I've ever done. The community is really supportive and welcoming and the Zooms are a total game changer and it's just nice making new friendships with like-minded people. It's definitely worth its weight in gold. I'm now nearly 8 months alcohol free and I can honestly say I don't think I'd have got this far without OTI. So if you're sober curious or thinking about going alcohol free, I'd highly recommend giving OTI a go because you've got nothing to lose and everything to gain. So just give it a try.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to this week's episode of Over the Influence. We've got a little bit of an episode with a difference today. It's going to be a Bank Holiday Monday special. Yes, it is, because here in the UK, we have got another long weekend. I was going to say the sun is going to be shining and the birds will be a-tweeting and all the rest of it. But the forecast at the time of recording, it's, I don't think the weather's going to stay with us. We've had a little mini heat wave at the moment, and if you are anything like me, triggered by the sunshine. Not anymore, by the way, not anymore. This used to be the case. Anyway, I'm going off on one. Allow us to introduce ourselves if maybe you are finding Over the Influence for the very first time. We say it every week and we mean it. It's fantastic to have you listening wherever you are in the world. What started out as a bit of I don't know how to describe it. A bit of a gamble, I suppose. We had literally two listeners. We had my mum and we had lovely Kev, Ben's dad. And we're now heading towards, I think, what, 1.75, 2 million downloads, something like that. It's quite a lot of people listening. My name's Sharon Hartley. I am based in lovely Lancashire in the northwest of England. This year, in September, I will be 7 years alcohol free. I checked my little counter the other day because a few days ago the community was 1,400 days old. The reason we know this, it's not because me and Ben keep a count in our heads. No, we have got Neil, lovely Neil, one of our ace community members, one of our regular Zoom hosts. He gives so much to the community, joined our community on day one, as did fantastic Ali, who is in the States. So the pair of them are exactly the same age as our wonderful community, 1,400 days. So it prompted me to take a look at my little sober app I use. I Am Sober, because it gives me a day count and as well, it tells me how much I have not spent on alcohol over the last 2,450 days. Many, many days now between where I am today and that god-awful day one back in September 2018. I used to drink far too much, far too quickly, far too often. I thought, you know what, I'll take a break. I'll take a break from the booze. This is going to be boring. It's going to be dull. I'll never laugh again. I won't be able to socialise, blah, 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 blah. It turns out the opposite of all this is true. So today, what myself and my wonderful co-host are going to do, that's if we can get a word in, is...
I was just thinking, this is your longest intro
yet. Yeah, it is, isn't it? I was just going to keep going like that. Yeah. Come up for air. No, sorry.
I interrupted. You finish, Sharon.
What was I saying? Drank too much too quickly, too often. Best thing I ever did. Don't do it. Yeah. Ben Anderson, how are you?
Ben Anderson. Yeah, fine. Thanks. Ben, 36, live in Liverpool. There you go. That's what you need to know.
Come on, give us a bit more.
Okay, a bit more. I am dad to baby Leo, stepdad to Elfie and Millie, not wife to Jem, husband to Jem.
That's the one.
And I am alcohol-free 5 years in July.
Amazing.
I was trying to work it out then in months, but I can't. My brain isn't working.
Yeah, fair dues.
Got a busy bank holiday coming up, but I'm really excited to do this episode because this is one of those episodes. We like to do these every now and then where we just go, right, you know what? We love the guests. It's great having them on. But actually, it's a big moment here. There's a UK-wide moment, which is the bank holiday. And bank holidays for us now are obviously very different to how bank holidays used to be. And we just like to occasionally, you know, just share a few hints and tips. And it could be that you've been with us for all this time. You know, this podcast has been going since 2020. You could have been alcohol-free all the way back then. It's nice to have a reminder. It could be that you're finding us just now. And you're thinking, oh my God, right, I need to get me through this bank holiday. Look, you know, that's what we're here for. We just want to give you a little bit of kind of help and advice because obviously we've got one now, but then we've still got some coming up later in the year, haven't we, in August, and the weather will probably be better then.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Sharon, what did a bank holiday used to look like for you?
Oh, can we not?
What it does is it puts it all into context.
Yeah, it does. It does. So, what would this bank holiday look like for me 8 years plus ago? Well, for a kickoff, so your bank holiday weekend is Saturday, it's Sunday, and then you've got this extra day, this Monday off work. My mental calculations would have started probably a week earlier. So maybe Tuesday thinking, oh, it's bank holiday weekend coming up. We can start this now, roll through to Wednesday and then Thursday. Well, it's nearly Friday, isn't it? And then the Friday would hit and it's weekend and it's officially bank holiday weekend. Basically, Ben, what I would do is simply use the bank holiday for longer and more sustained drinking. If the sun was shining, if the weather was nice, that's it. Simply game over. If the weather was awful, again, game over, because I'd go to the pub or drink at home. And I would pretty much be drinking for the duration of the bank holiday, the 3 day period, but it would turn into a week. And then because I would feel so deathly come the Tuesday after the bank holiday Monday, the only sensible thing to do in my head at the time was to, start again, have another drink, because that would take the edge off it and you'd repeat the whole cycle all over again. I remember vividly, Ben. It must have been one of our really, really early recordings, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, something
when
like that.
When you still had your posh voice on. Hello, my name's Sharon Hart.
Hello, this is a podcast.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.
I'm about not drinking. I'm wearing a blouse. And yes, if you don't drink, it feels rather nice. we were so bad back in the day. Can I just share? Yeah, me, because you weren't even on the pod then. You were producing. You were background band. Hello, my name's Sharon. I'm going to just tell you now a really funny anecdote that made me howl. This person shall remain nameless because I assume she's going to be listening. I held a Zoom call with the community Saturday just gone, and it was lovely. Saw some old faces in there, people that have been with the community for a fair length of time. And we had a new member, and she's absolutely wonderful. And she was like, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I've been listening to the podcast for years. She said, can I tell you something? I said, you could share what you like on these calls. You know, it's a confidential safe space. When I first started listening to the podcast.
Well, okay, is it? Because you're about to talk about it on...
Oh, no, this is funny because this is in relation to me. Fine. This is not giving any private things away.
I'm just checking. Yeah. You know, just before you broadcast it to those millions of people you were talking about earlier.
She said when she first started listening to the podcast that I really annoyed her. She says, your flipping voice, all cheery. You know, hey, how are you doing? And alcohol-free life, brilliant.
Yeah, I can see that.
And she was like, oh... oh, I can't be doing with this. She's really annoying me. And she also said that at the time she was still drinking. Yeah, she was still, and that's fine, by the way, because the amount of people that listen to this podcast, you know, as drinkers,
great.
Yeah. That is brilliant because it's where the seeds are planted and blah, blah, blah. You know,
hopefully many are being planted.
It's where it all starts.
Alcohol free life, it's great, it's fantastic.
Isn't it
annoying?
Yeah, Northern really, woman. Really annoying. And she said, I had to turn you off. And I'm like, was I driving you to drink? Because this isn't what we're about. It's not on brand at all. Anyway, we had a right laugh about it, and she just said that basically, you know, she just stuck with it. And it's hearing those stories, it is hearing those guests, and it is that positivity at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if you'd have put me in my ears wanging on about the benefits of alcohol, it's so much better when I was in the throes of drinking, I'd have jumped on the speakers. I'd have kicked the radio. I'd be like, I'm not listening to this. What a load of tosh.
Oh,
it really made me laugh.
I'm really confused now because I thought we were getting towards tip one, our bank holiday tip one.
I went off on a tangent.
Which would have been listen to Over the Influence, but you're saying don't listen to Over the Influence.
No, listen to Over the Influence. This is just one person's.
Just because if that is where you're going, then I can talk about my dial. You know, I like talking about my dial.
Let's talk about the dial. And you know what? Great tip. First tip, bank holiday weekend. If you're sober curious, if you're thinking, I've had enough of flipping drinking. Where do I start? Get some OTI in your ears and listen to the people share their stories on this podcast.
It doesn't even need to be OTI for me, for my dial theory. Look, my dial theory is really simple. And I think this is something that, you know, I'm going to be turning my dial up. I'm 5 years into this, nearly, but I will be turning my dial up this week in preparation. I'm recording this on Tuesday. The bank holiday starts on Friday. But the whole dial concept is that stop listening to the podcast, which I know doesn't sound like great marketing.
Right, where are you going with this?
Stop listening to the podcast when you're feeling good and confident and like you want to just go out there and live your alcohol-free life.
Yeah.
Start listening to the podcast. Start picking up the books again. Start reading articles about alcohol-free life online. Start scrolling sober Instagram. If you're feeling, I feel a bit. Mm-hmm. Turn that dial up. It's not about, you know, the reason I talk about the dial is that you don't want to bombard yourself all the time. Alcohol-free content, everywhere I look, on my phone, in my ears, everywhere I look, alcohol-free, because...
It can do your head in a bit, can't it?
And, you know, and I come back to what Maz said, community member, all those years ago now, being alcohol-free is one of the least interesting things about me. You know, what we want to do, what we want to try and help you to do here at Over the Influence is to become a happy, confident non-drinker. Do you know what I mean? That is our mission. We want you to be a happy, confident, non-drinker in a society where you're bombarded with it all the time.
Yeah.
This week over the weekend, over the bank holiday, if the weather is all right in your part of the world, if you don't have loads of plans, then turn that dial up and, you know, a bit more, go back into Over the Influence. Find a new alcohol-free podcast. Do you know what I mean? Pick up a book that you might not have read for a little while and just start reading that again. You know, it's absolutely... Okay, Sharon is now holding up her own book, The Life-Changing Magic of Quitting Alcohol.
Stop drinking and start living. It's available now from all good retailers. And if you'd like to support your local bookshop here in the UK, you can do that. You can go in and you can order it. I've got another tale in a minute to go down a cul-de-sac.
I was hoping you'd say tip, but okay, tales are fine.
Well, if I do the tales and you do the tips...
Right, okay. Tip number one, then, and basically what I'll try and do is I'll try and decipher tips from your tales. So, tip number one is if you need to dial it up and consciously dial it up, you know, go, you know what, I'm going to go out for a walk in the morning and I'm going to go back and listen to that first Susan McGarry episode, The Believer, from OTI.
Yes.
I'm going to go all the way back. That's one of my favourite episodes. I'm going to go back and listen to The Sober Trekker, where the guys talked about type 2 happiness. Oh. That's one of my fave episodes. Or I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to Jane James, the CEO. Brilliant. You know, just dial it up. If you need to, dial it up. You can always, after the bank holiday, when life returns to normal, dial it back down again to where you were and carry on as normal. But if you need to dial it up, don't feel bad. Just do it. Just dial it up because we'll be in your ears. Fine. You know, loads of content. Hours and hours and hours. There's a lot of alcohol-free content on the podcast channel now. Okay, cool. There you go. Tip one. Dial it up if you need to. Where are we going next?
You just mentioned there about dialing it up and Quitlet's books about alcohol-free life. One of my proudest achievements on this AF adventure, on this AF journey. No joke. He's writing this book. And I keep a copy. I keep a copy next to
the J word.
I did. The journey word.
Which you hate. Do you see the post in the forum this week about replacing the word journey with odyssey? My alcohol-free odyssey.
That sounds big. That sounds big.
Swanky.
Doesn't it? Yeah, very swanky. I've just got to tell you this. So obviously we banged on about it previously when the book was released in January. So what's that? January, February, March, April, May. January, February, March, April. 5 months later, I did a bit of shopping in Lancaster City Centre with my youngest the weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Saw this.
I thought, I'm just going to bob into Waterstones because, like, people have sent me pictures of it and they've said, oh, my God, have you seen it in this shop here? And you've seen it at the airport. And I'm like, I've never seen it. Like, literally never seen it. Went into the shop, went upstairs, went to the, like, self-helpy, healthy type section in the bookshop, and there was this orange glow, and I went, oh, it's my book. Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, this is amazing. And I was on my own. I had nobody to share it with. There was a few people in the shop, and I thought, I don't care. So I got my camera out. I got my book in my hands. I started taking selfies. I filmed it. I posted it on Insta. And I was like, whoa. And it was a brilliant, brilliant moment. Now, I'm not using this podcast to plug the book. I'm absolutely not. What I am going to say is that for me, in those early days, you know, you've talked, Ben, about dialing it down and dialing it up. My dial was on 100 in the early days when the sun shone, when it was the first bank holiday weekend, when it was the first Christmas weekend or whatever it was, I dialed it absolutely to the max. And I read and I read and I read. And two things came of that. I rediscovered my love of reading because previously as a drinker, I literally couldn't be arsed. So if I tried it, I'd just fall asleep and only ever get through a couple of pages. And then the other thing that happened, I started to read these books about not drinking and making changes and how life got better and what alcohol actually did to the brain and the body. And once you start reading and once you start learning and once you start absorbing, you can't undo that learning. You can't unsee the words you've read, and it does make a difference. The first book I ever got, Catherine Gray. Oh, flipping it! What's it called? The Unexpected Joy.
Yeah.
The Unexpected. Just brilliant. And I was reading it thinking, oh, wow, this is amazing. And then I went on to William Porter, Alcohol Explained. And then I read Annie Grace. And then a close friend of OTI, Claire Pooley, The Sober Diaries, and I just continued to go and go and go with it. I haven't read an alcohol-free book in a very, very long time. But going back to what you were saying about dialing it up, for me, when it was the early days and when I felt triggered to hell, thinking I can't even do this, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing to do, and actually really relaxing as well. I actually really enjoyed the process. So add that book, if you so wish, to your list of Quitlets.
Believe it or not, from your shameless plug for your own work, I have actually managed to get a tip out of it.
This is great. This is why I did it.
Right. So if you've not tried this before, maybe this could be the weekend to try it. Okay. Why don't you try being proudly alcohol free? And what I mean by that is Sharon's beaming with pride about her orange book. If you're proudly alcohol free, what can people say to you?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that moment. Are you not drinking? Oh, no, sorry. No, I'm not. I'm awkward. Awkward. But if you're proudly alcohol free, you know, think about that line that could work for you. Oh, you're not drinking. Mate, I'm having a bit of time off. You know what? I feel bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You can't argue with it, can you?
What are you against? Mate, just have one. No, honestly, I don't even want one. Like, I want to wake up tomorrow. I've got plans tomorrow morning. That's tip three, coming to that in a minute. Got plans tomorrow morning. I can't wait to wake up feeling fresh-headed. Tell you what, you're going to be a bit rough in the morning. I'll be fine. I'm just give you a call early doors. Be proudly alcohol-free. Do you know what I mean? Because if you're proudly, if you're doing it and you're happy about it, then what's someone going to say to you? stop being happy.
Yeah. Don't do that thing that's going to make you feel really good in the morning. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can't argue with it, can you?
Should we roll into tip three? Because I want to hit at least five by the end of the episode. Tip three is make some morning plans this bank holiday. You're going to say do something different. I know that might be a tip that we come to in a bit. But for me, it's do something, make some morning plans. Because for me, Shaz, the bank holiday was, I was out on Friday, big. Wake up in the afternoon on Saturday, go out again, big. Wake up in the afternoon on Sunday, go out again, pretty big. Yeah. Because you're going, oh, I've got Monday off, I can recover. Actually, morning plans mean that you've got something to wake up for. Do you know what I mean?
So, okay,
it's legal and I'm an adult. I could go out tonight and drink what I want. But actually, tomorrow morning, I'm getting up at 8 o'clock and I'm driving to the lakes and I'm meeting Rich and we're going for that walk. Do you know what I mean? It's just another thing. It's just another thing that you build in where you go, right, well, actually, I've got a very good reason to be clear-headed tomorrow. A really, really, really good thing that I'm really looking forward to. Make some morning plans is my tip three for your bank holiday. Are you going to bring any tips, do you think? Or are you really going to stick this you did the tails, I did the tips thing?
Because I think we'll stick with that.
A lot of heavy lifting, episode.
It makes a change, to be honest.
Oh, Sharon, how dare you? How dare you?
Ouch.
She's not wrong. fine. Well, tell us another story. Tell us another bank holiday story, Sharon.
What else can I tell you?
And I will bring a tip from
it. I want to just pick up on what you said there about that tip, making morning plans. Again, I'm just going to keep harping back to the past, the early days that were difficult. I did that, Ben, and it was fan-flipping-tastic. The thing that I started doing on a Saturday morning was going to Park Run at 9 o'clock.
Yes,
if you've never done it before, it is wonderful. And, you know, you might be listening to this thinking, oh, shut up, we don't all want to become runners when we're alcohol-free. You can walk it. You can go along and walk it. You will never be last.
Or do park read.
Yeah, do anything.
Do park sit.
Yeah.
Do park picnic. Lie in the sun.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, does it?
Do park listen to the birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
But what a difference making that plan or booking something in. You know, if you've got children, booking something in with the kids over the bank holiday weekend, some hellhole indoor play area. I mean, they are the stuff of nightmares anyway, you know, those places. Try doing that with a hangover. But if you book in early morning session, like you say, Ben, 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, booking, I don't know, a coffee date with a friend, something like that on Sunday. Yeah, you are.
It doesn't need to be with anyone. Like, I'm going to start my bank holiday Saturday, Shaz, in the swimming pool. And it's just me on my Todd, but I'm going to get there early. I've actually got a really busy work weekend. Because we work in radio, bank holiday, lots of events happen. So I'm working Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all the way through the bank holiday. But I'm going to the pool, and yet on my own, but I'm going to be there 8 o'clock when it opens, and that's how I'm starting my Saturday off. And you know what? When I do that, and I actually turn up to the pool, and I actually do the lengths I've said I'm going to do, I feel really good about myself. And it just it starts my weekend off really well, because I said I'm going to do something, and I've stuck to it. And that it just feels good to do
to make
promises to yourself that you actually keep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It feels good. Coming back to what you were saying, you know, if you get ambushed and somebody says, well, why are you doing? Why are you not drinking? And you're saying to somebody, well, I'm just having a break. You know, I'm not drinking for now. You don't have to say I'm not drinking forever or I'm doing 365 days. Just don't want to drink. My choice. I'm not drinking. And I feel good. And there is nothing like, we've both spoken about this on the premium podcast, even after all this time, nearly 7 years for me, 5 years for you, waking up on a weekend when you've not got a raging hangover, it never, ever dulls, does it? That feeling of inner smug, like you just can't help yourself. You're like, this is nice. This feels good. This is how it should be.
Mm.
Not wasting your time.
Number four, then, positive self-talk.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one for the bank holiday. Because let's say that you wake up on Saturday morning and you didn't have that drink. Then tell yourself how proud you are of yourself. You know, but God, that's really good that I've done this. Honestly, I didn't do anything else yesterday. It doesn't matter. You didn't drink. I feel really good about that. Like, I can't believe in a society where it's everywhere, and that's what we're told bank holidays are for. Going out and this party, that party, bank holiday, the weekender, woo! Just be proud of yourself and tell yourself you're proud. I feel like you don't like that tip. You haven't got the same kind of enthusiasm through Zoom.
I'd love that tip. And because I was going to pad it out. I've just got a bit of an itchy nose. It's just a bit of hay fever.
Sorry.
I can't help having a face like a slapped ass. Don't look at my looks.
Look, I didn't say that.
Well, you were insinuating it.
But look, okay, look, pad it out, Shaz. Pad it out.
Saucer of milk for Ben. Excuse me. That feeling you're talking about, that positive self-talk, that pride. When you get up on Saturday morning, or you get up on Sunday morning, or you get up on Monday morning, ask yourself the question, when you're feeling that good, do I wish that I got wrecked the night before? Do I wish that I was hugging the you, Ben, now? What's that saying, Ben? Talking to Huey on the big white telephone with your head in the porcelain. It's the stuff of flipping nightmares. You will never, ever, 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 ever wake up wishing that you'd blown it the night before and that you'd had an absolute skinful. You won't. Ben is so, so right. I agree wholeheartedly, despite how my face might look, with what you're saying, that positive self-talk and that pride in what you're doing. Absolutely. Harness it.
I've got my Saturday morning plan, and I've got my Sunday morning plan as well, because I'm continuing my undercover litter picking with me and Leo.
Right, well, why is it undercover?
Right, so it's undercover this week because, so, a few months back, decided I wanted an outdoor hobby that was good for, like, a good thing, like a good community-spirited thing.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, community gardens, da, da, da. Long story short, Facebook group Friends of Sefton Park, which is the big park where I live here in Liverpool. And once a month, they meet for 2 hours to go litter picking. And me and Leo have been doing it. Because I thought, you know, once a month, that's not difficult to commit to. Do you know what I mean? And me and Leo go, and I push him in his little pram, and then I stop him in a spot where there's a bit of litter. And I go and I get the bag, and I pick up the litter with my little stick, and I say to him, where does the rubbish go? And he goes, in the bin. You put it in the bin.
Right.
And he claps. You know, it's just really lovely. I really enjoy doing it. And you do find some mad stuff in the park. But anyway, but I'm undercover litter picking this weekend because we work for the BBC and Radio 1 are doing their big weekend in Sefton Park this weekend. And there's lots, like the vast majority of people here are so excited about it coming. Some of them aren't as excited. I get the feeling from my new friends that some of them might be some of them who aren't too excited.
Okay.
So that's why I'm going undercover list picking.
With you. Right.
Yes.
So
I'm not wearing my BBC
badge.
You're
not wearing your lanyard.
No, I'm not. And if they say things like, well, you know, it just disrupts things, doesn't it, in the park. I'm just going to agree with them and go, I think it's terrible. Yeah, totally. Isn't it dreadful?
That's so funny. When you said undercover litter picking, I thought you was going to go out like under the cover of darkness, like wearing a balaclava. But that wouldn't be a great look in a park, would it? With a big stick in your hand. It'd be really quite bad, quite frightening.
Yeah. the reason that people have got a little bit cross is because they put up these big barriers to build the festival site. I think one of the things that we've been doing on the radio is explaining actually why. You know, it's a big part of it is Martin's Law. It's not the time to go into this. But yeah, anyway, I've just decided, like, do I go in and do I say, well, actually, if you think about the economic benefits, for example, of staging another huge event in the... I could go in with that, or I could
just go in
and just go like, yeah, say what, I'm furious at the BBC, I am.
I'd really like you to go in as the Ben we know and love with, like, highlighters and your clipboard and stats and basically just bore the pants off people with a load of information about why it's a really good thing. Hello, I'm Ben, and this is why it's a good thing for the area.
Right, we need a number five.
I've got one.
Okay, do you want to quickly go back over the first four?
Let's do it.
You've been writing them down. So what was number one?
Dial it up.
I've,
Dial it down. God, you put me so on the spot then. I'm thinking I've not written anything down.
Okay. Number two, do you remember what number two was? We were talking about...
Quite controversially, you said, don't listen to OTI. Or was that part of number one?
No, that was part of number one. Number two was be proud. Try being proud of being alcohol free. Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah.
God, you can just have one. Honestly, I don't even just want one. Like, I really don't want one. I just don't want any of it in my system. I want to wake up completely fresh. That's number two.
There's no comeback. Absolutely.
Number three, if you want to come with me, undercover litter picking, make some morning plans. And we come back to pride. This is why I wish sometimes that we did plan these things a little better, because, you know, be proud to be AF and be proud of yourself would have been good following each other. But
yeah,
we have
it's a
got
little bit, yeah, out of
plans
sync.
In the middle. But be proud of yourself this weekend.
Positive self-talk.
Tell yourself you're proud of yourself.
Great one.
And now we're on to our fifth bank holiday tip. Sharon, over to you.
It's a bit of an obvious one, really. It's a bit of an obvious one, and it's not for everybody, but I would say if you are going out, get a plan in place and consider alcohol-free options. We've talked about it many, many times. I used to swear by them, absolutely swear by them. I still do enjoy them, actually, but I really, really enjoy a pint of cheap blackcurrant and soda with loads of ice these days, although I will have an alcohol-free beer. But just bear in mind that pretty much anything you can drink in alcohol form, you can get now a zero alternative or a 0.5 alternative. Again, if you're going to find it triggering, it might be the action of opening the drink or even smelling it or being with other people that are drinking alcohol, then don't do that. You can remove yourself from the situation. I've got another tip as well in a minute. I'm going to be on a roll, Ben. Hold that thought.
We said minimum five, to be fair.
Okay.
So I'm getting the kombucha in the fridge, by the way. You know, my wedding kombucha.
I still love that drink.
Yeah, I bought a load of, they've absolutely made a fortune from me because I bought you a crate of it for a birthday. But that's what I'm going to do. I do love the alcohol-free Guinness, for example. I really like the AF Erdinger. The kombucha for me, that's just such a great kind of, especially in the summer when it's nice and cold. You can pour it. I had it at the wedding because it looks like champagne as well.
In fact, at your wedding, from memory, it ran out. What was really lovely is that they knew who the sober / alcohol-free / non-drinkers were, and they made sure that we got that drink first, which was just absolutely lovely to be looked after. But then other people, for whatever reason, like, again, just didn't fancy a drink. I'm going to try that.
It ran out, which was amazing.
Yeah, really, really good.
Bloody loads of it. Sorry, you're on a roll.
So alcohol-free options, if they are your thing, if you're going to find them triggering, avoid it. It's fine. Stick to the soft drinks. You know, do whatever works for you. And one thing that I find really useful is that it's actually okay, depending where you are on your alcohol-free journey or at any point. But for me, again, it was in the early days. It's okay to say, like, no, thank you. Do you want to come to this bar? Do you want to come to this day drinking session in the sunshine on bank holiday?
Great one.
No, thank you.
Great one. Yeah.
No, thank you. Yeah. Why not? Oh, I'm doing something else. I just don't fancy it. Got plans. I'm having a lie-in. Doing a bit of gardening. Whatever.
One of the things we've learned in the many years of doing this podcast, no is a complete sentence.
It's a complete sentence.
I mean, you know, don't be rude about it. Like, I like that you put a thank you on, Sharon. Yeah. No, thank you.
I do like simple manners.
But you don't have to kind of overly justify or overly explain yourself to anyone.
Yeah, you don't have don't have to do anything.
Oh, that's so nice of you. Thank you so much for the invite. I can't make it, but I hope you have a great time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because, you know, depending on what the plan is or where you are on your alcohol-free odyssey, it might be too much. I love that. I love that so much, isn't it? It's really good. Yeah. We'll have to nick that. Thank you, community member, for sharing that. I kept my head down for weeks. I just did not want to go out. I thought the last place I need to be when trying to remove alcohol for a certain amount of time is a really busy bar or sat in a field in the sunshine day drinking. The two didn't go hand in hand. So a nice no thank you. Have a lovely time. Don't feel bad about doing it. Feel proud. Feel proud that you're doing this for yourself. There you go. Two tips in a couple of minutes there, Ben. Don't come at
Brilliant.
Me for lack
it's
of
so
content.
Good. I feel like we've got loads of tips now, so we don't need to do any more of that. Unless you've got any more that you need to desperately share.
No, I don't think
no?
I do.
All right,
brilliant. Oh, maybe one more. Connection. Yeah. Connection is key.
I was going to say that. Well, mine was going to be join OTI.
Well, I was leading on to that, which, you know, leads nicely into what you were going to say. Find your people, find your community, find the sober accounts that make you laugh, that you resonate with. You're not on your own. You are not the only person on the planet not drinking alcohol this weekend, or even maybe thinking about it. And you know what? If it goes tits up on Friday night and Saturday night, doesn't matter. It's not the end of the world. You can get up and you can go again. You can do this at any point, and in no way, shape or form are you on your own with any of it. Our thriving, bustling, funny, kind, wonderful community is just a glorious example of that.
It is funny.
It's really funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Yeah.
It's really funny.
It's a word that you don't necessarily like immediately go to, is it, when you think like alcohol-free community? You think supportive.
Yeah, is that as well?
You're like kind, use kind. But yeah, it is funny.
It's really funny. The people in there.
So funny.
Are really funny. We just have a laugh. It's so good. And what's glorious is seeing the connections between people and real, true life, lifelong friendships being made from people that probably would never have met like in a million years as drinkers. But here we are, wanging on about the joys of sobriety.
You know what else is funny? You wouldn't get any other alcohol-free podcast doing a bank holiday special that gives you their 7 top tips. What a bizarre number of tips we've ended up on.
The top 7.
The top 7 tips. Who does that?
But two of them are really similar because we're shit at planning.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's say 6.5. Six and a half tips for the bank holiday weekend. Before we wrap up, I've got some notices. I'm not trying to make it boring at the end.
You know, you wouldn't ever do that, Ben, would you?
We were crescendoing through the episode there, but I feel like I do need to give you some notices.
Go on.
This is out on Friday, okay? Because the bank holiday Monday is on Monday. But obviously the bank holiday weekend starts. Yeah. We won't have an episode on Monday because we're doing it now.
Yeah.
I've got loads of work on, gonna be honest. So that's the first notice, is that this is your episode this week. There's no guest coming on Monday. This is the episode.
This is it. This is the main podcast episode.
Yeah, I hope you've enjoyed it.
Because it's all you're getting.
Yeah.
Your 6.5 top tips on how to thrive through the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah. Ridiculous. This whole thing. Our entire business is ridiculous.
You know what? I love the way you have tried to actually bring some sort of order to this podcast. What you can't see on this Zoom call is what I get to see every week. Ben, he furrows his brow and he leans down and he's got his pen and his pad and he's furiously taking notes in order to give it some sort of gravitas. And each week, he fails. He fails at this because he's not that organised.
And Jem uses this office now. Now I'm working in town. Jem uses our upstairs study more than I do. And she comes in, she just looks at my pet. She goes, undercover litter picking. What the hell were they talking about on Over the Influence this week? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
More, just anyway, so that was notice one. There's no episode on Monday. Don't come at me, you know. Don't come at me. We thought this was a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Well, we've enjoyed it.
Don't ask for feedback.
The second notice, this refers to the people who have enjoyed it.
Right.
Because if you've enjoyed this style of alcohol-free content, then we do it every single week on the Premium Podcast. What's the Premium Podcast? The Premium Podcast is where me and Sharon do this, just talk between me and Sharon for half an hour every week. And you can subscribe to it. And it's our safe space because it's behind the paywall. So we know that it's only OTI superfans. So we feel like we can be a bit more open and candid than maybe we are on the main free podcast.
And slightly less professional and a bit more rubbish, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay. I'd use a different word.
Not really selling it, am I?
It's not rubbish. It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
You know what I mean?
It's behind the curtain. Behind the curtain.
Yeah, yeah. We call it the Premium Podcast, and we say that we talk about premium alcohol-free content, and sometimes we do.
Yeah, but above that, there's a little asterisk above the word premium, and if you look a bit further down in your imaginary spreadsheet, it does say sometimes. sometimes. Premium alcohol free content.
There is a premium podcast on Monday. If you're not subscribed, go to overtheinfluence.supercast.com and you can subscribe there. If you listen on Apple, then go to the channel and you'll see the premium podcast episodes in there. And there's a little button at the top that says try it free. And you try us for 7 days, I think it is. And if you can cram in every episode in 7 days, you go crazy.
You can have a lot, can't you? There are literally hundreds.
But there's a lot of hours, yeah. If you're going to do that, then you're going to need to scrap whatever plans you've got next week.
If your dial for this bank holiday weekend is on the max and all you are going to do is inhale alcohol-free content, click on that. Free
Prem
trial.
A good one.
Seven days, Prem Pod. Yeah. Yeah, that'll sort you out. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a good way, but a lot of talking.
Amazing. There we go. That's today's episode. 6.5 tips to survive. Sorry.
Thrive.
To thrive over the bank holiday weekend.
It's such a catchy title, that, isn't it? 6.5 tips to thrive through the bank holiday weekend.
Okay. I'm going to see if we think of something better between now and in the edit phase. Probably won't. If we do, just put it in the group, in the WhatsApp group. But if you're seeing 6.5 tips to thrive, then we just didn't.
It's as good as it gets. It has. Right. I've really enjoyed that, Ben. Thank you.
It's been fun.
It's been really fun. It's been really fun, and it's always good to remember. I think for us in particular, what it was like, and to remember how tough it can be in the early days. But wherever you're up to, just keep plowing forward, and as Ben said, just be really, really proud of what you're doing, because it really is completely and utterly life-changing.
And I don't think anyone would have noticed that we've thrown this episode together last minute because a guest didn't turn up.
No.
And we were planning on releasing an episode on Monday.
No.
As normal. But I don't think anyone even know, Shaz, would you?
No. No.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about. We'd never do that.
We'd never do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Right, there you go, behind the cursor.
Can't believe you just shared that. Thank you so much for listening. If you do want any information...
No one's still here.
Well, to the three that are left, if you do want... No, four, because your dad will be listening and so will my mum. If you do want any information about our community, it is online. Head to the website, overtheinfluence.co.uk, and you can have a scoop at our socials as well. We're on Instagram and we are on Facebook at Alcohol Free Pod. We will be back at the same time next week.